Now let's look at the campus life in America. 我们来看一下美国大学生的校园生活。Orientation Week is a series of activities arranged by American universities in order to help freshmen get to know the school quickly and integrate into campus life.
新生周是美国大学为了帮助大一新生快速了解学校，融入校园生活安排的系列活动。
Different from the opening ceremony in China, the orientation of American universities covers more contents with more practical and varied activities.
与国内的开学典礼不同，美国大学的新生周涵盖的内容更多，而且实用性更强，活动内容也是丰富多样的。
Orientation includes activities organized by the university, as well as activities organized by the student union and departments. The activities of the department are academic, including familiarization with the campus environment, club recruitment, learning to use a course selection system, learning to use a school library, professional section guidance, and career planning guidance.These activities are quite routine, similar to the orientation activities of Chinese universities. But you are wrong to assume that's all about the orientation week in the U.S. because there are plenty of other unconventional and crazy events going on at American universities. It will be a best opportunity to get to know the campus and to make friends before classes begin.
常规的新生周既有学校组织的活动，也有学生会、院系组织的活动。学校和学生会的活动偏重生活，院系的活动偏重学业。内容包括熟悉校园环境、社团招新、学习使用选课系统、学习使用学校图书馆、专业选择辅导以及职业规划辅导。这些活动比较常规，与我国国内大学的迎新活动大同小异。不过，你要是认为美国的迎新周不过如此，那就大错特错了。美国大学还有很多非常规、疯狂的迎新活动。在正式上课前，新生周是最好的了解校园和交朋友的机会。
For a university student, an academic year is about 9 months, usually from mid-September until early June or from late August until May. In most universities, it is divided into either 2 semesters or 3 semesters, excluding the summer session. The summer vacation usually lasts about 3 months, with the winter vacation lasting 3 to 4 weeks.There are also 5 to 7 days of Thanksgiving vacation and a week of spring break.
对大学生来说，一学年大约有9个月，通常是从9月中旬到6月初，或者是从8月下旬到5月。大多数大学分为2个学期或者是3个学期，这其中呢不包括暑期课程。暑假一般是3个月左右，寒假3到4周，另外还有5到7天的感恩节假期和1周的春假。
Typically, an undergraduate student has to earn a certain number of credits, usually about 120, in order to receive a degree at the end of 4 years of college. Credits are earned by attending lectures or lab classes.And by successfully completing assignments and examinations. One credit usually equals 1 hour of class per week in a single course. For example, a 3-credit course in physics would involve 2 hours of lectures plus 1 hour in a science lab every week. A course may last 10 to 16 weeks, the length of a semester.
一般来说，本科生必须修满一定数量的学分，通常是120分，才能在大学4年结束时获得学位。学分是通过参加讲座或实验室课程和成功完成作业和考试获得的。一个学分通常等于每周一节课上1个小时的课。例如，一门3学分的物理课程包括每周2个小时的讲课和1个小时的科学实验，一门课可能持续10到16周，相当于一个学期的长度。
Living accommodations are really not large enough to hold all university students, though large numbers of students' apartments and dormitories, often referred to as as residence halls have been built. Many students will leave off campus and prepare their own meals.
尽管已经修建了大量的学生公寓和宿舍，但学校宿舍也容纳不了所有的学生，因此许多学生住在校外的公寓，并且自己做饭。
It is common for students to work to earn their tuition and living expenses, not only during vacations, but also sometimes in their free time during the term. Many colleges and universities offer work-study programs wherein students can earn money while working at the school.
对于学生来说，为了赚取学费和生活费而工作是常见的事情。不仅在假期，有时候也在学期的空闲时间。许多学院和大学提供勤工俭学项目，学生可以在学校工作的同时挣钱。
Sports stars are more popular than straight A students? The answer is yes. Sports have a significant place in American university life. Football, baseball, and basketball are the top three most popular university sports.Some universities award both football and basketball scholarships, and students admitted many as athletics or jocks receive not only free tuition, but also other financial assistance. The head coach may receive the higher income than the president of the university.
体育明星比学霸更受欢迎吗？答案是肯定的。体育运动在美国大学生活中占有重要的地位。橄榄球、棒球和篮球是大学里最受欢迎的三大运动。一些大学会颁发橄榄球和篮球奖学金。以大学生运动员身份录取的学生不仅可以免学费，还可以获得其他的经济资助。球队的主教练的收入可能比校长还要高。
Many students are very interested in students' organizations. There are clubs and activities for almost every student's interest, including art, music, drama, debate, foreign languages, photography, volunteer work, etc. All aimed at helping students become successful in their later life while simultaneously pursuing their hobbies.
许多学生对各种学生组织都非常感兴趣。几乎每个学生呢都能找到自己感兴趣的俱乐部和活动，那其中有包括艺术、音乐、戏剧、辩论、外语、摄影、志愿工作等等。所有这些都旨在帮助学生在以后的生活中取得成功，同时又可以追求自己的兴趣爱好。